Bless. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 323, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thy servant, blessed by thee, shall live and keep thy word with awe. Lord, open thou my eyes to see the wonders of thy law. 1, 2, and 4 of Psalter 323. Thank you.
scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the Acts of the Apostles and there of chapter 17. But before that, we read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Acts 17, and thereof the first 15 verses. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed also of the honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and received a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed. And they departed. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, eternal, long-suffering, just, gracious, and merciful God, thou still dost in thy long-suffering spare us and our children, and bringest us in thy goodness round about thy everlasting word and testimony. of which thou sayest that the mountains, the immovable mountains in this world will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Then we may receive that word from our youth, to hear it read, to read it, to search it, to hear it explained, to be admonished from it. And thou knowest the heart of young and old. O Lord, we need to be converted by thee through that word. For we will only have to testify one day of all the things that we have heard, to give an account, and we cannot give an account except that we are cast away before thee. O Lord, instruct and teach us. Do lead us and awaken us from our death sleep by the power of thy most holy Spirit. Thy servants did speak of another king, one Jesus. O thou art the king of thy church, and thou didst say, my kingdom is not of this world, but we are of this world, unless that we are born into thy kingdom, as thou sayest, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. O Lord, give unto us and our children that new birth, and that we may be born a spiritual creature with spiritual desires after the true and after the living God, and that all the desires that we have after the flesh and after sin and after this world may be renounced, and that we may, as thy people, forsake the world and every former friend, and that we may search for the riches of thy kingdom, those spiritual riches, and that we may receive the blessings of thy kingdom, the spiritual blessings, and that we may be given to see the beauty of the king of that kingdom, and that thou mayest become all and all unto us and unto our children, who is by nature despised. We see no form nor comeliness in thee. For thou hast humbled thyself in the midst of this world, not to seek the glory of the world, but we do seek the glory of the world. O Lord, we need to be converted by thy Spirit, which thou didst send also into this world, that thou mayest arise and look upon us and upon our children. There is no reason to be found in us. Thou who seest the innermost recesses of our hearts, dost know better than we what our worthiness is, and that we are worthy to be condemned and to be cast away from thee, not only because of our sin against thy law, but also the sin against thy gospel. And that we see no beauty, that we see no form in him of whom thou dost say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then it will be a wonder if a man comes to bow before thee. O Lord, grant that wonder in the heart of each and every one of us. Teach us. O lead us into all thy truth today. And today is yet a day of grace for us and for our children. And we do not know what a day may bring forth. For our life hangs, as it were, by a thread, as thy servant did say, there is but a step between me and death. O Lord, then that day of opportunity closes for us.
And that great eternity does begin for us that shall never end. And we can read that thou sayest in thy word, a great gulf is fixed between those two ends. Oh, then they cannot go from one unto the other any more, but where the tree falleth, there it shall lie. Oh, that we may see, Lord, that we may be receive saving impressions of the seriousness of our life, our short life, which is but an handbreadth, which is as a vapor, which is as a shadow here below. A few days of labor and sorrow, and then we fly away. But we waste those days seeking all the power, the glory, the honor, the riches, all that sin has to offer in the midst of this world, which is no treasure at all. Oh Lord, show to us, open our eyes, for the first time or by renewal, both young and old, and that we may begin to seek with all our heart and with all our soul. Look upon all those whom thy Spirit has touched, for thou knowest where that they are and what the sorrows of their hearts are. O Lord, that thou may remember them in the way that thou dost lead them, for it is a straight and narrow way. It is a way wherein there is no turning to the right hand or to the left. O, when one affliction is gone, another doth them seize. O Lord, remember them. And that thou may be near unto them, thou bringest things upon them which they their flesh desires not. But one day they shall see the need and the blessedness of all that thou hast done, so that they shall kiss the rod that did smite them. O Lord, that thou mayest also be near to them, that thou mayest speak in the midst of all their loneliness, for thou knowest the afflictions, and thou knowest the Satan that has come against them each and every day again. O Lord, that thou mayest be with them in the ways of temptation, and that thou wouldest draw them again who have strayed away from thee. For they are able to wander, but they are not able to bring themselves back again. Wilt thou remember all the nations of this fallen world, wherein there is so much sin, wherein there is warfare, wherein there is seeking of power and glory of men? O Lord, that thou mayest put away the evil, and that thou mayest bring thy word to the ends of this world, and that thou mayest give a remnant that may fear thee, that may serve thee as the King of kings and as the Lord of lords. And wilt thou direct everything in this world to the welfare of thy church, that thou mayest remember them in places where they are persecuted for thy name's sake, that thou would give them strength and courage, and that thou may speak unto thy own children, give servants that may be sent from above to go forth in the midst of the churches, to go forth in the midst of the mission fields, help them also there, give strength and faithfulness and courage, and the blessing of the work of their hands, that thou may remember all the sick, the afflicted, those that receive treatments for serious diseases, those that have hidden crosses, those that have been in the hospital, that thou may remember doctors, nurses, first responders, and all that come to the aid of the afflicted and the poor, that thou may remember all that that suffer from addictions. O Lord, that thou thyself may put away sin, and wilt thou give that the consequences that we do suffer continually may make us to meditate on the cause, and that we may hate sin not only for those consequences, but that we may hate it for sin itself, because it is against Thee, because it is against holiness, and because it is unrighteousness. Wilt Thou be with us as a consistory when we hope to meet once again in this week? Wilt Thou give wisdom that Thou may supply for the needs in the midst of the congregation, and that Thou may give Thy Word a place amongst us also in this hour? Do strengthen us for the labor of our hands. Make it an easy and a loving task, and that there may be room for Thy Word, that there may be instruction for Thy people, and that there may be Thy Spirit to go forth and to give life from the dead. Do forgive and take away all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us sing from Psalter 342, stanzas 1 through 4. Oh, let my supplicating cry by Thee, my gracious Lord, be heard. Give wisdom and deliver me according to Thy faithful word. 1 through 4 of Psalter 342.
beloved congregation,
what a wonder that God has sent His Son into this world. That is the wonder of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. A greater wonder is His humiliation. That the Son of God would humble Himself to take upon Himself the consequences of the sin of man in His human body. The apostle, we read, says in this, the love of God was manifest because that God sent His only begotten Son that we might live through Him. What a wonder then that He has sent His Spirit into the world. On the day of Pentecost, that it may be for the application of the merits of Christ. What a wonder that He does send His servants into this world, that they may, under the administration of that Spirit, go forth amongst the nations of the world. We can read how that He has sent forth His apostles, and we can read about their faithfulness, and when they have continued despite all the wiles of the devil. And then we read something else. We read how that word that they have been brought, that they brought, was received by those nations. That is recorded in the Bible. It is recorded for us and for our children, that it may be an example to us, that it may also be a warning unto us. But it is also recorded in God's book, because how they receive that word that will come into the judgment, how that we receive that word is also recorded in God's book. A privilege greatly above so many in this world, for which we are answerable, for which we are accountable. We hear that in the words of our text. Acts 17, verses 11 and 12. Acts 17, verses 11 and 12. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. So far the words of our text. The word comes to Berea. First, the word received. Second, the word searched. And third, the word believed. The word comes to Berea. First, the word received. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Second, the word searched and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. And third, the word believed. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Who are these? Paul and Silas, they are in, we read, Berea. They have fled Thessalonica. Why? They were persecuted, not by the Gentiles, not by the heathens, but by the Jews. We read they believed not. And that they were moved with envy. Solomon says, wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who can stand before envy? Does envy live in our heart? Envy, Solomon says, is the rottenness of the bones. When it lives and it burns in the heart of a man, then his bones rot from envy. The Jews in Thessalonica were moved with envy. They took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, we read. They gather a company, and they set all the city in an uproar, assault the house of Jason, all from envy. They are moved with envy. They accuse Paul and Silas of turning the world, we read, upside down. So they did. The world of the Jews was indeed turned upside down by the apostles. Why? Because those Jews did look for a carnal glory. But they did not hear anything of carnal glory from Paul and Silas. They heard only of spiritual glories. They heard only of heavenly glories, and that they turn the whole world of that Jews upside down. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night. They flee. May they do that? Flee? What do you think, young people? Is that right of the apostles that they flee under persecution? Should they not there have stayed in Thessalonica? Are they not doing a very important work in Thessalonica? Well, they have been told to flee. Say by their friends, yes, their friends love them. They said, go out from this place. But they were all also told to flee by Christ himself, who said to his disciples, when they persecute you in this city, then flee ye unto the next. They do not flee their work. They do not stop their work. They only flee this city. That is a judgment for that city. When they are persecuted in that city, then the Lord takes away that light of his word. And we read that they come to Berea. So we see two men enter into the city. It is night. The inhabitants of Berea are sleeping. They go by night. They are not reckless, because true faith does not make a person reckless, though they go under the cover of darkness. Berea. The inhabitants of Berea sleeping. They do not realize who has just entered when these two men enter into the gates of their city. Who is first in the life of God's people? That is not them, but that is the Lord. The Lord is always the first ones. These Bereans were sleeping. The names of God's people are written in his book. When were they written there? They were written not after that people began to pray, after they began to seek. They were written in that book in eternity.
Thus it does not begin with them, but it begins with the Lord. And everything that is written in His decree will be carried out by His own providences, so that there is nothing questionable whether those names that are written in His book will actually be brought in unto heaven. Oh, what a privilege for these Bereans. The Lord selects Berea. And they cannot be in two places at one time. So when they come to Berea, that means that the Lord, He is passing by other cities. Oh, what a privilege for the Bereans. How sovereign the Lord is. No one can say to the Lord, "What doest thou?" And the Bereans, they are asleep. You know what Isaiah says? He says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are those that bring good tidings, that publish peace." But the Bereans do not know this. Oh, in His servants, the Lord Himself is entering into that city of Berea. The Lord comes near. The Lord comes within that city. Why? Because the Lord is going to do something. He is going to do something within that city, and the Lord is directing by His Spirit His servants. We also have a candidate. He also must be directed by the Lord. Where that he shall go? Privileged Berea. Do you think so too? When did the Lord direct His word to you? When you were just little? Were you brought up under it? Were your parents in the church already when you were born? Did the Lord begin to direct His word to you while you were sleeping? Before that you ever knew anything about it? In the wonderful providences that He is directing, do you consider that a privilege? That you are taught, that you are instructed in that word? Law and gospel. While the Lord is sovereignly passing by other persons, how does that show in your life? That you consider that to be a privilege. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who, coming thither, went into the synagogue of the Jews. Thus, that is the first place that they go. It is the synagogue of the Jews. What a privileged people were the Jews. What a privileged people that they have been through so many years, chosen in Abraham. And now the Lord in that New Testament, He is going to go to all the nations of the world. But first, the Jews. Thus the Lord did not forget Abraham. The Lord did not forget Isaac. The Lord did not forget Jacob, the seed of God's people, are blessed. Do we understand that? Do you have a converted father or a converted mother, boys and girls, young people? Do we have those in our ancestry who feared the Lord?
then we have received by the Lord the first opportunity. Oh, the seed of God's people. And we do not read what Paul and Silas have said. We do not read what Paul and Silas have preached. When they are here in Berea, do we need to hear that? You say, that is the same. That one message, they have received that from the mouth of Christ Himself. Thus, we may know what they have brought also in Berea. But what we read here is how that it was received. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. So we read here the beginning of the wonders of the Lord in the city of Berea. This wonder that is in the application of the merits of Christ. What is that wonder? That we read, they received that word with all readiness of mind. That is not how that we by nature receive the word. All we have to do is look in our own heart. How do we receive the word? What does it mean when it says here, readiness of mind? That means with zeal, with their spirit, that they have received that word with great eagerness, that there was a great interest, that there was a hunger, that there was a thirst, that they did drink in that word of the Lord. Do you receive it so? Is that the way that we have received it? When we sat in catechism class, fathers and mothers, many years ago, when we sat there in catechism class, and the elders, they have labored week after week after week. I've heard some of you say, and I learned nothing. Learn nothing. Why? Because that elder did such an awful task? No. But because we have no interest. Because by nature we do not receive that word of God with readiness of mind. Do you receive it that way, children? There are such great treasures in the Word of God. How do you receive that Word when it is taught to you in the school? How do you receive that Word when it is read and taught to you by father and by mother? Is that with thoughts of all of this world? Thoughts wandering all over the world? Of things that will pass away very soon? With things that cannot make you happy and that treasure. I had said to the consistory a few weeks ago, oh, I am 59 years old. I wish I knew more. I wish I knew more of that word of God. How little. And when we may see a little treasure, then you say that treasure is so deep. And that is so high. But that flesh, that nature of man, he does not receive it with readiness of mind. Do you see why we say here this is now the beginning of the wonder that the Lord is doing here in this city of Berea? Because it is the Lord only that can awaken us, that can give us spiritual life and a spiritual interest in the things of that kingdom of God. Did you ever say, Lord, convert me, children? parents, grandparents. Oh, Lord, convert me. Give me that readiness of mind. Give me that desire. Give me that hunger and give me that thirst. Oh, work in me that very beginning of what thou hast worked in that city of Berea, when they have received that word with all readiness of mind. Oh, there are some that seem to receive that word with great readiness of mind, but it is quickly fading away. The Lord speaks of such persons in His holy word. He says that seed that is falling upon stony ground, just a little bit of soil, and then it seems like it is going to be a good plant. It is growing. It is coming up very, very quickly. You say, we will watch that boy. We will watch that girl. Readiness of mind. Oh, see them with their Bible. See them on their knees. And soon, oh, soon it fades away. Why does it fade away? Because it is not a readiness of mind that has been worked by the Spirit of the Lord. When you read further in this chapter, you can read about the Athenians, that they always wanted to learn something new. Maybe you are like that too, young people. And you are interested in everything. Oh, that was the Athenians too. And so we can have an interest until that word begins to touch us. Until that word begins to come against us. Until we hear a testimony in that word that is not pleasing to our flesh. Oh, then that readiness of mind. What happens to that readiness of mind? What happens to that eagerness? It all goes away. Was that so with the Bereans? It was not. Is that not a wonder? A word that is going to come against us, and that there is still a readiness of mind, that there is still an eagerness and a hunger that we might hear it. Why is that? Because when the Lord gives a readiness of mind, He has made a man honest. Then a man understands he is traveling to eternity. Then it is not what any man thinks of me anymore that is important, but it is what the Lord thinks of me. How was that now for these Bereans? Paul and Silas. They not only begin to tell something new, but they begin also to break down the things that were old. They begin to tell these Berean Jews how wrong they were. We don't like to be told how wrong that we are. Why not? Because we have a tendency to cling to the things that are old, the things that we say they have been long established. You read that of the Ephesians. Then it was said by that clerk, he said, why are you in such an uproar? We all know that the whole city of the Ephesians, they worship Diana. We worship the image that fell down from Jupiter. No man can speak against these things. We have been worshiping that idol for such a long time. Our fathers and our grandfathers. And now we're going to be told that it is wrong. Oh, then we will protect it. Well, that is what Paul and Silas had to do. Because that Jewish people had taken the word of God and they had put their own word in it. Thus, it was not the word of God anymore. Thus, Paul and Silas had to break down things that were believed
by these Berean Jews. That was not easy. And yet we read they received. They received that word when it is coming against us with all readiness of mind. There is a second thing. It is not only things that are old, only things that we have heard and believed and thought that were true for a long time. We don't want to give that up. That is one thing. But it is also our flesh. Because what did Paul have to do now with these Bereans, these Jews in Berea? Well, he had to break down their expectations. What were their expectations? That was earthly glory of the Jewish people. Today we say the Christians, or the earthly glory of the Jewish people. What did they believe? They believed that they were going to have an earthly king. All their enemies, we are going to take their yoke from off our neck. We are going to be free from our enemies. And we are going to be the nation again, as it was in the days of old when David sat upon his throne. Then the Messiah, the son of David, is going to come. And we are going to be the ruler again of all the nations of the world. Paul had to break that down. Was that easy? It was not easy. They were looking forward to that. There was honor to be had. There was power to be had. There was dominion to be had in the midst of this world. Paul said it will be the opposite. Just the opposite. He said you will have to endure trial. You will have to endure tribulation. You will have to be among the despised of this world. Do you know who is the king, they said, of this kingdom? That is Jesus of Nazareth. Did he have glory in this world? He was despised. He was mocked by all the glorious in this world. He was meek. He was lowly, riding upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Oh, that was no easy message. To be received by the Jews who were long looking for that which the flesh is looking for in this world, not for that which was spiritual. Oh, there was a remnant among them, yes. But that people, they were looking for an external kingdom. And now they hear. The Lord brings them that word. And then we read, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. In that, they received that word with all readiness of mind. More noble. What does it mean to be noble? How were we created? We were created in the image of God. What creature could be more noble than a creature who bears the image of God? A creature in whom there was a reflection of God Himself. And we have become base through the fall. Even in the temptation by Satan. Seek a higher place. Seek not only to have His image, but seek to be God Himself. That you can say what is right and wrong. You don't have to be subject to God Himself. Base. And we are the children of Adam and Eve. Proud. We will not confess that we are ignorant.
We will not confess that we are full of error, especially in spiritual matters. What do? We maintain ourselves. We are base. The Bible calls it stubbornness. We think about Naaman. Oh, how stubborn that he was. He did not want to go down. Arnon, Abana, and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel. Stubbornness. You know what Samuel says? He says, stubbornness is as iniquity and as idolatry. We worship ourselves. I am God, full of self-conceit. These were more noble. In what? In that they received the word with all readiness of mind. See what the Spirit does? He makes stubbornness into teachableness. One moment. Name him. My father, the prophet had bid thee do some great thing. Wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather when he saith unto thee, wash and be clean. And at one moment, stubborn man becomes a teachable man. And what does the Lord say about that? More noble. Nobility to confess my ignorance, to confess my wrong. Satan says, do not do it, because you will abase yourself. The Lord says, more noble. Do you believe that? What does the Lord do with his grace? He is restoring his people. He is bringing nobility back in the life of his people, in that work of grace that is a mystery. Noble humility, a teachable spirit. These were more noble. Let us sing 415. 2 and 4, unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided, clearly I thy paths may see. 415, stanzas 2 and 4. Thank you.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. That's our second thought, that word searched. That's what was the word that the Bereans received. That was the word of the Apostle Paul. They heard that. That was against their flesh. That was against their carnal religion. That was breaking down all of their false hopes. And yet they did not turn away from that. They received this. That was the first work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord made them teachable. And now we read the second work. The second work of the Spirit of the Lord. And what is that? That is to make them seek a good and a right foundation. The Spirit of the Lord does not make them gullible. The Spirit of the Lord does not make them naive. That they just bring They just believe everything that comes to their ears, that they are not discerning. No, Satan tries to do that. Satan makes people superstitious. For no good reason, they believe things that are very important, spiritual things. The Roman Catholic Church, that says you must believe the church. You must believe as a foundation not only the Word of God, but you must also believe as a foundation tradition. You must believe the Pope when he says, speaks ex cathedra. And you must believe with an implicit faith. That means that you may not question what he says. That is what the reformers have fought so hard against. An abominable error. Congregation, what do you believe? Why do you believe it? The Spirit of the Lord teaches His people. They need a good foundation. That is what the Bereans felt. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of eternal life and death. And that word that the apostles spake, the Lord gave them to receive. But the Lord gave them also, when He is teaching them, to need a good foundation under their feet. Thus we read that they begin to search. Do you ever begin to search? They searched the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Did the apostles fear that? He said, do not search the Scriptures, like the Roman Catholic Church has done for many years. Burn them. No. Christ said that to the people too. Search the Scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. Ye think so. But you reject me. And they are they which testify of me. The apostles showed them the Scriptures. He said, look here. Here is where you may read it. Why? Because those Scriptures are the only thing that is able to speak unto our conscience. It's the only thing. Because it is the Word of God. And when they then searched the Scriptures, and we read, therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. Our third thought, that word, believe. Many of them believed. What does that mean, that they believed? Because we heard last week also of a man who believed. And we heard that his belief, that was not true saving faith. But here the Bible speaks about true saving faith. When it speaks about believing, they are brought to true saving faith in Christ. That is what it means. What is now the most essential act of true saving faith? Oh, there are other acts of faith, there are other objects of faith, but what is now the most essential act of true saving faith? Oh, that goes out in the need, in the impossibility. It goes out unto a revealed Christ. And it rests upon Him. It believes the promise of God that He will do as He promises to do unto wretched, unto miserable, unto lost sinners. When they come unto Him in the way of blessed repentance, Paul was brought to faith. He may believe after 3 days. 3 days. Pentecost. Well, then that didn't even take 3 days. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is so free. That was a blessed time. That was a special time when the Lord was working with His Spirit to quickly build up His church and to add unto His church daily such as should be saved, that that word will go out unto all the nations of the world. Can the Lord do that today? He can. But it is not the experience of God's children today in general that the Lord is giving to them that true saving faith so quickly. And yet that faith is the same. The Lord is the same. That work is the same. That must be to first break down. It is breaking down the false hopes, the false expectations that are living in the heart of a man, and it is revealing His only begotten Son as the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, that world of the Berean Jews was turned upside down, completely upside down. All their false hopes, all their false expectations, oh, the Lord humbled them in that dust of self-abasement. And then a man is ready. He is ready to follow this other King, one Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, who humbled Himself to come into this world. Premillennialists, postmillennialism are still looking for that earthly glory here in this world. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful. Internet, radio, say it is reformed. Wait a minute. Just because the name of reformed is claimed does not mean we can walk together. That does not mean we believe the same. No, there are many with an optimistic view of this world. And the glory of Christians, what that is going to be in this world, especially that post-millennialism. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is reigning from heaven. He is reigning and He is bringing in His kingdom. In this whole world, all the people, more and more, they are going to become Christians.
The world is going to become a much better place. Sin is going to be put away. All men are working toward this. They look forward to this. It is an expectation, the coming of God's kingdom. Search the Scriptures. Because we do not read that in the Scriptures. What did the Lord Jesus say himself? When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We read something else in the Scriptures. Paul says a remnant shall be saved. And that remnant will be persecuted. It is going to be a trial. Because the line goes through the congregations. It goes through the visible church. And then we need to be tried. Is it true? Is it not true? Then you tremble. Then you tremble. How will it be? Oh, then it is going to be a persecution in the end of this world. And the Lord is going to separate his own people. Search the Scriptures. Remnant. Just that little piece that is thrown away. That is the true people of the Lord. Many of them believed. Brain Jews. They were delivered from their false hopes. False hopes of carnal glory. Jewish carnal glory. And they were made willing to take up their lot with the despised remnant of the Lord to go after another king. One Jesus. Many of them believed. That was a great wonder. Oh, if only one of us could believe. Oh, if we could all believe. Congregation, if we could hear that one believed in that same way as these Bereans, then how glad. What would that make us? Are you ever jealous of these Bereans? When it says in there, many of them believed. You ever say, oh, I wish I also could believe. I also wish I had that true faith. Maybe you say sometimes, you get older, right? 50 years old, 60 years old. I'm 70 years old. I've been sitting here all my life. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I should do just like all of those other Christians. And maybe I should just believe. Maybe I should take it. Maybe I am mistaken. Maybe it is my own fault. Maybe it is my upbringing. Maybe it is the way that we preach in our church. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Why don't you need to do that? You remember Bunyan? And his pilgrim, and what happened when he came to that wicked gate? He had a book in his hand, right? Searching the Scriptures. And through that searching of the Scriptures, he is brought. He is brought where? He is brought to that wicked gate. Can he open that gate? Couldn't even see the gate. The Lord has to give him even to see the gate. Can he open the gate? It gets open from the other side. And when that gate went open, what did Bunyan write? what that man experienced. Goodwill gave him a pull. There you have it. True saving faith. Do you know what Bunyan was saying? He was saying what God's children say when the Lord gives them that true saving faith for that first time in their life. When the Lord is opening, when the Lord is revealing Himself, and that door is going open from the other side where they see He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life, He is the one I need. Then what? Then they will tell you, I had to believe. I had to believe. That is the pull. That is the pull. You say that is Bunyan. That is not the scriptures. Read the scriptures. And see if Bunyan has not spoken according to those scriptures. What does the apostle say? By grace are ye saved. Through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That is what he experienced. That is what Bunyan's pilgrim experienced. It is the gift of God. He gave him a pull. That is what God's people all experience. Then I had to believe. I had to believe. And the Lord gives them to rest. To rest for a moment. Then they can speak of it. Or they speak about gladness. They speak about hope. They speak about expectation. They speak about joy because all those are experienced in the exercise of true saving faith. Oh, congregation, are you ever jealous? Many of them believe. Then go there and do what they have done. They searched the scriptures daily and wait at that gate and knock at that gate until it is opened from the other side, until you receive a pull, because then you will believe. That is what we read here. Therefore, many of them believe. Wherefore? In consequence of what? They received the word with all readiness of mind, even though it was against them. That was in the first place, teachable. And they searched the scriptures daily. Foundation. What am I going to ground it on? Not a man, not a minister. The Holy Scriptures, the oracles of God. What he says, because he is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. Oh, that is now the work. That is the work of that Spirit of the Lord. Temporary faith, what does that do? It searches too. All kinds of things in the Bible. When it starts to come against them, push it away. Push it away. Then we cannot be bothered to search anymore because we cannot wait. We cannot wait to receive the pull. And we have to be the first one. It was different with Luther.
He could not do it with presumption. What did he do? Searched, searched, and searched. Did the Lord put that searching to shame? He did not. Only read that history. What comes from the Lord goes back to him. And the Lord blesses it. Oh, a treasure. A treasure that is hidden in that blessed word of God. Do we desire to search that word? Therefore, many of them believed. Also, of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. True faith in exercise is mission work. Is mission work. Search the scriptures. What does Solomon write? Draw me, he says. We will run after thee. He says, when I will be drawn, when that true faith may be an exercise, then many more, then it will be a savor that will go out from me. And we will run after thee. So it was also here. It was drawing unto the Gentiles. When the Jews may believe, bowing is an honorable thing. Even the heathen are made jealous by it. Sit in a high place. Even the honorable of the world, it says here. High place in the world. Not happy. Not happy. Because that does not make you happy. Then they were jealous of what? That teachable spirit. That humble spirit. And those Gentiles are drawn. That is such a gift, isn't it? Because we just uphold ourselves. And for the Lord now to break us down and bow us in that dust of self-abasement. Then it is necessary that the Lord gives us to receive that word. Is it against you? Keep searching. Keep searching. I remember young people in my own life. One time I thought I will not pick it up because every time I read it, it condemns me. It condemns me. Search that word. Because then we don't know anything anymore. Then we say, Lord, teach me. Teach me. And then we begin to listen. To listen. Sermons. Is that your life? We can get them so easy now. We can get them so easy. Not just on Sunday, any day of the week that we want. To hear the explanation. You say, I do not understand that word. That is what God's servants are for. To explain it. To give the application. Do we then have a desire to search the scriptures because that is a seeking? That is an asking, and that is a knocking, people. You know what the Bible says about that people? Soon, they're going to see the gate. They're going to see the gate, and that gate is going to be open to them. And they're going to receive a little pull, and then they will believe. To the saving of their soul, to the glory of the Lord. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou hast helped us through. And with a few words, give
the application which alone can come from Thee. We do not receive Thy word unless Thou givest it. And we do not search Thy scriptures unless Thou givest it. And we cannot and do not believe except that it is given by Thee. It all must come from Thee. Oh, give us then a place to beg it of Thee, that we would not let Thee go except that Thou bless us too and our children undeservedly. Bring us safely home. Forgive and take away all of our many, many sins. Help us in all the labors of our hands. Remember the candidate. Help him, show him Thy way. And wilt Thou give also a cry to Thee for him, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 73, 2, 4, and 5. O Lord, regard me when I cry. In mercy hear me when I speak. Thou bidst me seek Thy face, and I, O Lord, and with willing heart reply, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. 2, 4, and 5 of Psalter 73.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessed.